Just 1 week after buying Twitter, Elon Musk gutted its workforce, firing up to half of its 7,500 employees. At Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, there were no laid-off workers filing out, clutching boxes of their personal effects. All the firings were done by email. Some employees tweeted in colorful language, denouncing what they see as a callous and impersonal method of termination.
I think it's going to create a very tense environment at Twitter, and social media is really all about creativity.
Employees have filed lawsuits against Twitter's new ownership, saying the mass firing violates federal and state laws requiring 60 days advance notice and severance payments. Musk fired all Twitter senior executives last week as soon as he bought the company for $44 billion. Musk also says he wants to charge users a subscription fee to have their identities verified on the platform, which has outraged many users. Musk describes himself as a free speech absolutist and fears that Twitter will relax its moderation under his management. Allowing hate speech and misinformation to flourish has led prominent advertisers, including General Motors, Pfizer, Audi, Volkswagen, and others, to suspend advertising on the platform. Experts also expect elite users in politics, entertainment, and other fields will flee Twitter in droves if its standards on hate speech or misinformation are relaxed.
Major leaders, and especially people within government, can't be associated with that on any social media platform along that nature. And so they will be forced to leave the platform by whoever is managing them.
Musk tweeted on Friday that Twitter has suffered a massive drop in revenue, which he blamed on unnamed activists pressuring advertisers. Musk says he wants to take Twitter into private ownership so that its shares would no longer be publicly traded and it would no longer be subject to federal securities regulation. That's a complicated regulatory process that could take years to accomplish. And with all of the lawsuits already filed, it all means plenty of work for lawyers, even as thousands of Twitter employees are now out of a job. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, San Francisco.